By this time, Mother had made some sort of flower garden across the entrance. Entrance road from the lawn, where it has since been greatly enlarged. But she was very anxious for Father to pull down an ugly, tall, frame cottage called Rogue's Cottage, I believe. It stood only a few feet south of the entrance road on the peak of the lawn, necessitating a walk around one side or the other to get to the flower garden. I seem to remember Mother had spoken right often about this, asking when Father would pull down the cottage. Anyway, about the midsummer of 1904, it could have been a different year, it was already demolished, and a deep hole where the basement had been had to be filled. The eldest of the children, Buford, was going to be 9 in September. Isabel had just turned 5 in June, but felt perfectly capable and was certainly expected to help pick up rocks and throw them into the hole. There were endless rocks of all imaginable sizes on the field that is now the lawn. And of course, Grandmother Buford always expected there was a snake on each rock. Even the sight of a snake made her faint. I don't remember ever seeing her actually pass out, but Mother sometimes told us not to let Grandmother see a snake, if we could possibly help it. This gave us a pioneer feeling, and we were encouraged to run ahead in our high-buttoned shoes, always on the alert for rattlers. The occasion that still stays in my mind was a brilliant day on which Elizabeth, aged 3 1/2, I think, felt very powerful. She was throwing stones, helter-skelter, into the huge hole and failed to notice that her father, with his long, delicate hands, was down in the hole placing a large one where it would fit nicely and become a sort of foundation for smaller rocks. This unfortunate child, using her full force, picked some rock in, which bounced and nearly broke the hand off of the arm of her father, hurting him terribly. Memory has gracefully erased precise knowledge of who screamed loudest, father in his excruciating pain, or his idiot daughter in her humiliation. There were no punishments for Elizabeth. Perhaps she was sent to loving Pauline Lewis's comforting arms. Certainly, Mammy Pinky was too busy with her baby, Frederick William Jr., to be interrupted. It is likely that Lottie Nichols took the sobbing child into her bedroom and let her hide on the bed and eat forbidden beaten biscuits and other hard food, which Elizabeth, since her violent stomach troubles, was forbidden. It turned out that she was never again asked to throw rocks into that